Hello everyone, my name is Braden, and in this podcast, we will be talking about how friendships can alter people's lives in many different ways. Let's get right into it. People value friendships on many different levels and have accustomed themselves to being comfortable around their friends. Speaking of friends, I would have brought one of my closest friends to guest star in this very special podcast, but he cannot be here as it conflicted with his work schedule. Let's have a moment of silence for our fallen brother. Okay, that's enough of that. On to the actual podcast. This podcast, as I said in the intro, is about paradigms and principles of the friendships and relationships we have with people. I began listening to a podcast called The Misfits a while ago, and I became very attached to it as it reminded me of my relationships with my friends. The Misfits were goofy and all around very happy to be in each other's company, just as friends should be. Friendship is a very valuable commodity in today's society and should be cherished, even through hard times. Every relationship has its lows, and they all have their highs too. The most important thing, however, is how you think about that friendship and what it means to you. One of my close friends by the name of David Donsbach is currently enlisted into the Marines and is in San Diego, California in boot camp, or whatever training he's doing. I don't know, I'm not there. So I wouldn't have any idea knowing, but I'm pretty sure he's having a good time. Anyway, him and I have had a pretty shaky friendship over these past few years, and I'm not gonna lie, there are times when I didn't want anything to do with him. But no matter how I felt at the time, I knew it would fade and we'd become close again. You should never take advantage of friendships because you never know when you might lose someone. Now I want you to take a moment and ask yourself, what friendships do I cherish and I'm glad to have? Take your time, there's no rush. Got it? Good. Now just imagine where you would be without that person or persons in your life. It's kind of hard to, isn't it? I know. That's because you become so accustomed to having them in your life that it's extremely difficult to imagine it without them. In any relationship, your life has been altered by this one person or even group of people, and it would never be the same without them. I want you to remember that. No matter how you feel, no matter how down you are, just remember that people's lives without you or your group of friends would never ever be the same. Cherish the people that take time out of their day to help you, make you laugh, keep you company, and are kind-hearted. Those are the people you want to make friends with. Those are the people that are going to help you through tough times. Those are the people that will make all the difference when you need someone to fall on in tough times. Cherish your friendships, and they will be beneficial to you and your life. Now that I'm saying that, I think that about wraps up this podcast and how I feel about relationship with friends. As I said, always cherish them. Make sure that they know you care about them, and that you're grateful to have them in your life. Because you never know, just by saying that, you can make someone's day 1,000 times better. They could be having a shitty day, but just because you said that, it could make all the difference. If you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to share it and recommend it to people that should hear this information on friendship and relationships. Just might make their day. After all, we're only human. Have a good one and peace out.